43-year-old U.S. Army Master Sergeant Tony Davis was a career intelligence analyst. He trained Iraqi soldiers. On his last tour of duty, he was shot and killed by a member of the Iraqi security force while delivering food to a village just before Thanksgiving. NPR's Brian Reed visited his family in Triangle, Virginia, for this remembrance.
Since Tony Davis's death, his family has received hundreds and hundreds of cards. But one card that showed up in the mailbox took his wife, Anna Davis, by surprise.
This is the last card that he sent me. When it came in the mail, I started crying and crying, and I didn't open it till just recently.
Anna says her husband would take hours to pick out the perfect card for each member of his family. And Anna knows how hard it can be to find a good greeting card in the Iraqi desert. She served there in 2006.
Yet my husband, even out there, manages to find the perfect card to send his wife.
His family says that's just the way Tony was, a perfectionist. He was known especially for his pep talks. Tony's daughter Diana is 18. When her grades started slipping, her dad gave his last pep talk over the phone from Iraq.
He started speaking about how maybe I need to struggle a little bit in order to understand how important my education is and how important doing well in school is and succeeding is when it comes to the real world. But a week and a half later, I was hit with this, and it's almost ironic that this is what my struggle is going to be, getting through the days without him.
When he wasn't working, Anna says you'd probably find him
bowling with the boys.
Tony's favorite pastime. When you watch a video of Tony bowling, you can see the different facets of his personality. His form is so painstakingly consistent, he almost looks like the statuette on the top of a bowling trophy. But then there are moments when he's not up, and you see him cheering on everyone else. Moments when he teaches a friend how to hold the ball properly. Moments when someone falls down, and Tony is the first one rushing to help. Since his death, Anna and her family have been watching videos like these. But still, nothing has given Anna quite as much solace as her husband's final card to her.
This card has comforted me in ways that no one else has been able to comfort me. Simply because I knew that he took whatever little bit of extra time he had to find this card. And just the first sentence, you know, don't try to predict it. Love never happens according to plan. Just makes me think about how our love ended. Definitely not according to plan.
Brian Reed, NPR News.
This is NPR News.